Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Could you just describe what's going on with this Zolad's contract for Lake Road? Just talk about the situation.
The Erie County Legislature a few years ago actually okayed funding for Lake Avenue reconstruction. For the last couple of years, it was supposed to get done and has not for a variety of reasons. It came over to the legislature in committee meeting this past month. At the same time, we received a letter from a whistleblower organization that said, well, wait a minute, Zolad had posed as a veteran-owned business to gain a leg up on some of the awarding of contracts. And so we felt that it was important. So the committee did not move on approving the contract at that point. We felt it was important to have the further discussion as to what happened. Zolad's will be coming before us on May 30th in committee meetings so we can have further discussion on this issue.
And so where does that leave the road then? You guys got to figure out whether or not you're going to move forward with Zolad's, and if you decide not to, does that present any legal troubles?
So I think that's a question better asked of the administration. From our standpoint, we just want to be assured that this contract was, that they went through the proper channels to get this contract. Our concerns are if they pay the settlement to the DOJ a couple of years ago with respect to this, did the administration know about this and approve them anyway? Did they not know? And if they didn't know, why? Was there a place on their application, a box they had to check, as an example, to say that, yes, you know, we did this a couple of years ago? But we paid our fine and, you know, all is good. I think that those are questions that need to be answered first. I don't want to delay the Lake Avenue project any longer. It has been delayed too often already. It was supposed to get done. Residents in Blaisdell have been told for the last few years that it was going to get done. I don't blame them for being frustrated. I'm frustrated. They have every right to have a road that passes through the main area of the village of Blaisdell look as it should look and not as, you know, in the deplorable condition that it is. But we want to make sure first and foremost that this contract was awarded in the right and proper way.
If you guys are satisfied with the answers that Zolad's provides on May 30th, is there a timeline moving forward, assuming that they keep that contract?
And assuming that the administration keeps the contract on the table, and I don't know what the administration is doing about it at this point, but the committee, and I would point out, I am not actually on that committee, but do sit in on those committee meetings, that the committee can act on it on May 30th. If they have the opportunity to vote on the contract releasing those funds on May 30th, then they can, and then it would be up to a full vote of the legislature the following week. But again, part of that is what the administration plans to do.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add about this whole situation?
For the second straight year, the village of Blaisdell is not able to hold their Memorial Day parade because of the condition of Lake Avenue. That's a sad state of affairs to say that it's not possible to hold a parade and to keep the marchers safe because of the condition of a roadway. That's unacceptable, and it should never have gotten to this point. Nevertheless, I hope that this is the last year organizers have to cancel this parade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.